Okay. Let's begin. Chav Vav Mabez. We're up to four lines from the bottom. Ula Rava. That's what we're up to. Ula Rava. Yes. Okay. So the context of the Gemara, if you remember, is we are talking about small-sized garments of material, and if somebody makes, just to refresh our memories from yesterday, if somebody makes an entire beged, and I make it, and it's supposed to be used, I make a tiny little shirt for a doll, I make a tiny little something, if it's an entire beged, and it's made as that, then that's a kli, and that's makabel tuma. But again, the Rambam says that clearly. The question is, though, if I just have a patch, if I have a little patch of a garment, so that's the question that we're dealing with. How large does it have to be in order to be makabel tuma? And does it depend on the material? So we had a sheet this yesterday of Shimon and Elazar, and Abaya and Rava. That was all yesterday's daf. So now we're up to Ula Rava. And we had just said in the we just had a drasha in the Gemara based on the pasuk of Beget Semer Upishtin. Beget Semer Upishtin in Midi Yechrini Lo. There's a drasha that seems to tell us that the only type of garment that's called a real beget, what are the chashe begadim, is made out of wool and flax. Semer Upishtin. Because sometimes in the Torah, when the Torah says describes a beget, it says Semer Upishtin. So there was just a drasha to teach us that only something that's made out of Semer Upishtin, wool and flax, that's the only type of garment that's going to be makabel tuma. But if something is made out of something else, like cotton or some other type of material, then it won't be makabel tuma. So the Gemara asks, Ula Rava, according to Rava, the Amar Shlosha al Shlosha b'Shabek Adamiki b'Nayu, Rava earlier on the Amud had said that there was a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Rabbi Yishmael. Remember on top, Abaya had said Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Rabbi Yishmael say hold the exact same thing. But Rava had said they don't hold the exact same thing. There's really a machlokas between them, and the machlokas between them is that everybody agrees if somebody has a tiny little beged that's 3x3 finger lengths, so that's that by other begadim meaning non-semer upishtim, not wool and flax, that's not makabel tuma, because those other types of begadim are a secondary type of begadim. So if they're only a tiny piece of the secondary type of material, that's not going to be makabel tuma. But what if they're a little bigger? What if they're 3x3 tzfachim, not 3x3 etzbaos, finger breaths? So said Rava, that was a machlokas between those two shitos. One of them would say that even if it's 3x3 tzvachim, it's still not makabel tuma. It's not a beged, it's not a beged. It doesn't matter how big it is. Masha Enkein, according to the other opinion, said it's not. But we just had a drasha that says, no matter how big it is, it's not makabel tuma. So we're going to ask, according to Rava, what's the source for the opinion that says that it is makabel tuma once it's that size? Rava, Damer Shlosha al Shlosha b'Shar b'Gadimi k'binayu. According to Rava, who says Shlosha al Shlosha, 3x3 beged, that's 3x3 tzvachim. Rabbi, in Hebrew, shlosha is the zachar, and the shalosh is the nekeva. So shlosha is going on the tfachim, and the shalosh goes on the ezbos. So according to the Rabbi, who says 3x3 tfachim by other materials is the difference. L'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar islay. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he holds of it, meaning he holds that once it gets big enough, by 3x3 tfachim, it is makabel tuma. L'tana dvei Rabbi Yishmael leslay. According to the Tana dvei Rabbi Yishmael leslay, he says even if it's 3x3 tfachim, it's not makabel tuma. So shlosha shlosha b'shabek adaminole. So what's the source? What's the source? We just had a pasuk that seems to say only wool and flax is our begadim. So what's the source to say that even if it's made out of other materials, it's going to be makabel tuma? Nafka me'o beged. He learns it out from a pasuk by Tumas Shratzim, Rashi says. We know a sheretz, a creepy crawly, an insect, is one of the avos hatuma. The first parak in Kalim lists off all the avos hatuma. A sheretz is one of the avos hatumos. So there it says, o beged. And the word o there is extra. So we say that language, o beged, is coming to include other begadim, non-tzemer upishtim, once they get to the size of 3x3 tfachim. Titanya, as it says in the Braisa, beged. It says the word beged. Ein li ela beged. I only know that it applies to a beged. As we know in other places, beged means tzemer upishtim. Shlosha al shlosha b'shar begadim minayin. But once it reaches the level of 3x3 tfachim, that large size, not so large, but it's in relative terms, minayin, how do you know that's tamei? Tamalomar, o beged. So that's Rava. Rava holds that o beged teaches me that once a non-wool and flax beged reaches the size of 3x3 tfachim, then it is makabel tuma. Then it can become tamei. Anything smaller than that, it's not. It can't become tamei. Not everything can become tamei. even though you might have the dead body touches it. Not everything can become tummy. If something is not called a kli, something is not called a beggar, it's not chashuv in halacha, then it's not going to be able to become tummy. So says the Gemara via Abaya, hi, O beggar, my avidle. Abaya on the previous Amud had argued with Rava. Abaya had said, everybody agrees that a beggar that's not made out of Semer Pishtin does not become tummy. Right? You don't, so even if it's 3x3 tzvachim. So according to him, what do you do with this pasuk? Right? Rabbi uses this pasuk to teach me that once it reaches this size, then it can become tameh. But according to Abaya, you don't need this pasuk. So as the Gemara does many times, what does he use this pasuk for? Mi boyle l'rabo shalosh al shalosh b'semer u'pishtim d'metameh b'shratzim. He uses it to teach me, you're right, only tzemer u'pishtim are the chashav begadim. But you know what? Says Abaya, you need a separate source by tzemer u'pishtim to say tzemer u'pishtim can become tamei through each tumah, because the source that we have had yesterday was only that it can become tamei by tumas negaim, which, as we know, by tumas saras. There are three kinds of saras: the saras on your body, the saras on your clothes, and the saras on your house. Those are the three types of saras. So the marker that we had yesterday, that even a tiny, tiny beggar that's only 3x3 finger lengths, that could can become tamei by tzemer u'pishtim, that's only by tumas negaim. So Abaya says, I need a separate source for Tumas Shratzim. That if you have such a tiny beggar, by Tzemer Pishtim. Abaya says, only Tzemer Pishtim. That's the only issue here. Other begadim cannot become Tame. So says Abaya, you need a separate source by Negaim, by Tumas Negaim, and by Tumas Shratzim. We'll see why in a minute, why you need a separate source. Verava. What about Rava? What is he, right? We just said Rava uses Obeged to teach me. No, teaching me by other begadim, Shlosha Shlosha, that is 3x3 tfachim. So Rava says, you don't need a separate source. Goli Rachmana Gabi Negaim, v'huadim l'shratzim. Rava says, what do you need a separate source for? By a beged of Semer Pishtim, that's 3x3 finger lengths. Once you have that by one tumma, you need a separate source by, there are 10 different kinds of tumma. You don't need it by different various tumos. One pasuk is enough. Abaya, for some reason, requires two psukim. So Gemara says, why? The Abaya, Ikala Mifrach. Abaya says, no, the problem is because you might have not compared the two cases. Ma'ala Negaim Shekein Shesi Va'ariv Matami Bahem. Negaim, Tumas Negaim, has a chumra that Shratzim, Tumas Shratzim, does not have. And that's why Tumas Negaim, which Menachem mentioned yesterday, the Gemara mentioned, Shesi Va'ariv. Shesi Va'ariv is the vertical and horizontal strings on a loom. The warp and the woof, I think it's called. I don't know which one is which, but like the Orech Shnei Chutin in Behilchos Shabbos, it comes up. But Shkei Chazer Rabbi Tarbahem, if you have ready-made strings and you just do one crossover thread, do one this way, one that way. So the halach is by Tumas Negaim, that itself could become tameh. Even that's not a beged, it's nothing. It's not even 3x3 finger lengths. It's just two strings. The halacha by saras is, even if you have saras and the tiny little strings, so it can become tameh. So that doesn't apply to any other type of tumah. If it's sheretz touches that, it doesn't become tameh because of the sheretz. So says Abaya, because of that, that reflects the fact that tumas negaim is more chomer than other types of tumos. And even though I have a pasuk by tumas negaim that tells me that a beged of Sero Pishtim, 3x3 finger lens, is tamate, that doesn't teach me by Shratzim. Maybe Shratzim doesn't have that halacha. That's why, says Abaya, I need a separate makar to teach me that by Tumas Negaim and by Tumas Shratzim. That's why Abaya requires two separate makars. V'idach, as the Gemara always goes back and forth, what about Rava? Doesn't Rava hold of this? So Rava said, no. I have a simple answer. If I would have said negaim is chamur, in other words, Rava says to Abaya, if you're right that negaim is more chamur than shratzim, and therefore I wouldn't have taken a halacha learned by negaim, which is even if it's a tiny beged, it's tamei, I wouldn't have learned that to shratzim, then I could have done something else, said Rava. Lichdov Rachmana Gabi Shratzim V'leisi Negaim Inayu. Rava says, so then, why didn't the Torah just write the halacha of 3x3 etzbos, write it by Shratzim? And then I would have said, Kol Shekein Negaim. I know, says Rava, we all agree that the beged that's tiny, 3x3 finger lengths, by Tzemer U'Pishtim, that's Tameh, both by Shratzim and by Negaim. We agree. You just have two psukim for it. Because you say, if you would have only said by Negaim, you can't learn it to Shratzim. Because the gum is more chomer. So just write it by Shratzim. Write it by Shratzim. And you say, hey, if it's by Shratzim, which is a lower level type of Tumah, surely by Negaim. Says Rav, the Torah doesn't do that, only writes it by Negoyim. It must be that your logic is wrong. It must be that you can compare the two. And yes, there are differences, but it must be you still can compare the two. You could have one pasuk by Negoyim, and that could teach me by Shretzim also. And you still have the open pasuk of Obeged on the top of the Amud to teach me that once by Shar Begadim, non-Semeru Pishtim, that they could become Tameh once they get to the size of 3x3 Tvachim. So that's Rava's objection to Abaya. Two more lines, hang in there. The Idach, and Abaya says back, no, Abaya says, my point, says Abaya, is not that Nugaim is more Chomer than Shratzim. My point is that they're different. Each of them have a chumra, and you can't compare the two. You just said, why don't you write it by Shratzim, Kol Shekein Nugaim? No, Shratzim also has a chumra. The Idach, Nugaim Shratzim Lo Asu. No, even if you just wrote it by Shratzim, you wouldn't be able to learn it to Nagayim. To Ika Lamifrach, because you have a different question. Mal Shratzim Shekein Makatami Baka'adasha. Shratzim itself has a Chumrah because a Sheretz, even if a Sheretz is a tiny Sheretz, a tiny piece of a Sheretz, it's Matame, you can be Matame Bika'adasha, the size of a lentil. Meaning, even I don't have to have a whole bug, even if a tiny part of a bug, it's Matame, the other object, even if it's the size of a lentil. While Saran, Saras has to be a bigger size. Even if I have a tiny, tiny saras, a leprosy spot, that's not going to be batami. It has to be the size of a gris. Gris we know from Hilchos Nida. A gris is, I think it's 9 or 36. And remember, it's a bunch of lentils. It's a bunch of lentils, the size of a gris, a bean. So that's why that's a chumr by Shratzim. Therefore, Abaye says you can't compare the two, and that's why you need a separate makar by Shratzim and by Negoim. And the Gemara finishes, period. So Rabba doesn't answer this claim of Abaye. Abaya says, they're different, you can't compare them. They each have a chumrah. So what about Rava? What does he answer? Rava says, no, you can still learn it. You can still learn the one from the other. So just Tosfos points out, and the Tosfos Shekein Mikavi B'Kadosha, Tosfos says, V'Rava, Ava Gav Depircha Gemura, it's a good kasha. He says, Lo Chashav Lei, Rava doesn't even have to answer it. Why? To Lo Havi Elagilui Milsa Be'alma, to Goli Rachman and Medigom, to Gimel Gimel Kari Begetz Pesero Pishkin, V'Odin Mishratzim. According to Rava, when the Pasuk says by Tumas Negaim, by Tsaras, that a beged that's made out of Semeru Pishtim, wool and flax, that's tiny, that's 3x3 finger lengths, that's enough to become Tamei, is that a limud? That here it can become Tamei? No, says Rava, you know what that Pasuk's telling me? It's reflecting the fact that this size material is called a beged. It's not telling me a specific halacha by Negoyim. According to Rava, this is a simon. This is a reflection that this is called a beged. So if this is a reflection that this is called a beged, it could apply anywhere in Kol Tzar Kula. You don't have to apply it specifically in one context by Negoyim. So Abaye says it's coming to teach me a specific halacha here. That's why you have to have a pasuk by Negoyim and a pasuk by Shratzim. But according to Rava, no, one pasuk, one place. And that's a reflection that this size material is already called a beged. So this is period. This is the end of the discussion of Abaya and Rava. So we're talking about, again, little size begadim, whether makabel tumah or not. Again, most of this does not come up so much halacha l'maisa in terms of b'zman beis hamikdash. Beis Hashem is going to be very halacha l'maisa. You have to know if you have a shmata, if you have something to so you have to know what's tame, what's makabel tumah, what's not makabel tumah. Well, the woman is a nida. You have to know what she's going to be able to touch, what's not able to touch. I mean, when and a lot of times men are tame also. So you have to know. There's a big issue by bedika cloths. Bedika cloths are larger than the gimel by gimelets bos. But they're not gimel by gimel tefachim. So we assume that they're not makabel tumah. They're made out of cotton, so, but it's a shar begadim. So it is halacha l'maisa issues that do come up. Yeah.
What about a complete garment made out of something synthetic, nylon?
Right. So synthetic already is could be a different category. But let's say something else that grows from the ground, like cotton or something. That's this issue of shar begadim. The Rambam says by shar begadim, if it's made as a whole beged, even if it's tiny, it's still makabel tumah. Because that's a whole beged. The only issue in the Gemara that we're talking about is if you have a piece of cloth, that's nothing. It's just a shmata, a small little thing. But once it's made into a tzar beged, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Kalim, Parachav Beis. So then that's the only issue in the Gemara. But once it's a whole kli, then that's it. That's makabel tumah. Okay? Fine. Okay, we have another half an amud of this tumah and tara discussion, and then amud beis is a Hilchas in Yoni Tzitzis. So just keep focused. Amar Abaya. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, hi, Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, mafik miidav Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. So Abaya says, remember way back in the beginning of yesterday's Amud, on Chavav Mabez, that we had a Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael had had a limud. If you could just look back for a minute, the sixth line on Amud Beis. Sorry, in the article, you got to turn back a couple of pages. So on the sixth line, he said, "Malahalon semeru pishtin afkol semeru pishtin." That lashon of afkol. What did that mean? Tanu the very bishmol there had said, just like semeru pishtin is written by negaim, so too all begadim only are tummy if they're made out of semeru pishtin. In other words, by according to that opinion, by shar begadim, there's no tumah. So says Abaya, that Tanu the very bishmol is different than the following Tana Dever Bishmol. What is Tana Dever Bishmol? It means the Memra that came out of Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva. So that saying that came out of Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva is different than the following. Because the following, we're going to include other begadim, not just wool and flax. The other one from yesterday limited the halacha to at Semeru Pishtin. I also saw, just by the way, I wanted to mention, some of the Achronim discuss, what about other halachos in Kala Torah Kula that require begadim? Is it limited to Semeru Pishtim, or does it apply to other materials? We're going to talk on Amud Beis, we're going to talk about tzitzis. That's what our Gemara talks about. But let's say there's something called the Kinyan Sudar. Kinyan Sudar that you do with the handkerchief, and you do it by the Chassan's Tish, you do it by the Chametz. The question is, does that require Semeru Pishtim? Does it require a Beged? Or anything, it does not require a Beged. Or, so what about when it comes to... Right, it does it in Zvachim, where the Kohen is, if the Kohen is not allowed to wear anything on his feet or have any chatzitzas when he's doing the avoda. What if he's wearing a beged, let's say that you said, it's made out of a synthetic material. So this is an important discussion, somewhat halacha l'maisa, in terms of other halachas. Obviously not for shratzim and for negayim, but for other halachas. Okay. Amar Abai, so high Tana Dever Bishmol, Mavik Me'idach Tana Dever Bishmol. The previous Tana Dever Bishmol, which excluded other begadim and limited it to Tzemer Upishtim, is opposite from the following Tana Dever Bishmol. The Tana Dever Bishmol, because the following says as follows, Beged. The Pasuk says Beged. Ein li ela Beged, Tzemer Upishtim Minayin, Larab, Ein li ela Beged, Tzemer Upishtim. So I only know when the Torah says Beged that it includes a Beged made out of wool and flax. Minayin Larabos, Tzemer Gamalim. How do I know to include wool from camels, v'tzemer anavim, and from rabbits, notes of shalizim, feathers from goats, v'ashirin, v'aklach, v'asarikin, different types of material, and silk. How do I know to include other garments, other materials? Tamalomar, obeged! Right, so it's a mefur stira between two tons of the Rabbi Shmuel's. Because this ton of the Rabbi Shmuel and Amud Beis had said, limit the tzemer upishtim. This ton of the Rabbi Shmuel says, no, include other materials. So Rava Amar, Rava says, no, maybe I could put together the two Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel, so there's no contradiction. Ki les leilach Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel, the earlier Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel, b'shar begadim, by other, the other, earlier Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel, which excluded shar begadim, you know why? Shalosh al shalosh. That's talking about very tiny little materials. When you have one that's only 3 by 3 finger breaths, so that's, is where the Tana Dever Bishmol holds that it's not Makabel Tumah. And it doesn't apply to other halachos as well. Shlosha, shlosha islay. But the second Tana Dever Bishmol is referring to a larger garment of 3 by 3 tvachim. So maybe there's no chilek. The earlier one was shalosh al shalosh, the smaller size. This one is about the bigger size. But asks the Gemara, though, that's against something else we said yesterday. Rav is the one, if you remember yesterday, Rav is the one that said, rather on the top of the page, we had said, Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Tanu Rabbi Shmuel said the same thing. And as we referred to at the beginning of today's shiur, Rav said, no, there's a machlokas between them. The machlokas is, if something is the size of 3 by 3 tvachim. Rav is the one that said that. Rav is the one that said that the difference between those two opinions is whether you say shar begadim, that's the size of 3 by 3 tvachim, whether that's mekabel tumah. And he had said Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel is the one that says no, that even if it's that size, it's not mekabel tumah. So how could you say Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel says that that it is? So v'ha Rava hu da'amar shlosha shloshim shar begadim l'shuvin alazer islay l'Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel leslay. So just yesterday we said that Rava says that Tana Rabbi Shmuel rejects the size of 3 by 3 tvachim. So now how can you say that they agree on that? So the Gemara answers Hadabe Rava me'ahi. Either Rava changed his mind. Now, sometimes the Amoraim can change their mind too. He originally thought that it was, they were saying different things, and the answer is no. Really, even Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel agrees, once something reaches the size of 3 by 3 tvachim, by shar begadim, it is betame. Or v'ibay yisema, change two things. Either Rava changed his mind, or change this gemara. V'ibay yisema, Rav Papa Amra. Really, Rav Papa is the one that said this statement, that you could put the two Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel together. Rava never said it. Rava yesterday said, what he said. And this statement wasn't Rabba, it was a mistake. It was Rav Papa. And Rashi adds in, Dir Rav Papa Amar, Rashi adds in the Dalid, Dir Rav Papa Amar, Af Kol Asuye Kil Ayim. That with yesterday, in the first Tana of Erev Yishmael, when the Tana of Erev Yishmael says, limited to Tzemer Upishtim, that's a specific limited halacha. Limited to Tzemer Upishtim for the halacha of Kilayim. Kilayim is another area of halacha that has to do with begadim. When it comes to shatnez, kilayim, wearing things that are shatnez with each other, so that's all Tana Verbi Shmuel meant. That halacha is limited to tzemer upishtim. We know, wool and flax, right? Kilayim doesn't apply to other materials. So that's what the first Tana Verbi Shmuel meant, and therefore there's no stira between the two Tana Verbi Shmuels. So we have a specific pasuk to say it's limited to tzemer upishtim. Okay, so now, let's focus. We're out of Tum and Tara. We're back to, basically out of Tum and Tara. We're up to other halachos. We'll speak about Kilayim for a few lines. As asks the Gemara, Kilayim, behed yaksivi beilo silba shan and semer opishtim yachtav. One second. Rav Papa just said that we have a special drasha of af kol, two extra words in the Torah to teach me that the halacha of Kilayim only applies to wool and flax. That's the Gemara. You don't need a special drasha. It's a remez. It's a hint. The Torah says it. Torah says it explicitly that kilayim only applies to semer upishtim. Lo silba shanit semer upishtim yachdav. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Salchitai dechamina. No, if I would have only had the pasuk in the Torah that it says lo silba semer upishtim yachdav, hanimili derech levisha, I would have thought that only applies to wearing shatnez. Wearing shatnez. Aval ha'ala'a kol shrei mini asur. But when it comes to putting it on a person, halah, just going up on a person. Let's say I'm just carrying something on my back. Let's say I have my jacket and I'm holding it by my finger. Or let's say I put on like a cape but I'm not really wearing it. Or let's say I'm carrying something, right? That's shatnez and it's on my shoulder. I would have thought that of halah, kotri mini asr, I would have thought it's not limited. I would have thought halah is not limited, right? Wearing it, that's what it says in the pasuk. Lo silba shemer upishtim yachtav. When it comes to wearing, that's where the pasuk says shemer upishtim. But just putting it on you, I would have thought maybe that applies to other begadim, to everything. That's why I need the extra drasha to teach me, even when it comes to just ha'ala'a, that also is limited to shemer upishtim. Again, this is something that we're very makbid about the wearing, but ha'ala'a, some of the posts can talk about somebody has a very deep and soft carpet. What if carpet is made out of shatnez? And you put your toes go into the carpet, and then the parts of the rug go over your toes. Because you have to go over, you have to get hana from it. So is that an issue of shatnez? So that's the issue of halah. And hopefully on a Tuesday night here in the future, I'm going to speak about kelayim a little bit. But anyway, avalatre kol shrei mini asur. So Gemara says, that's why you need the drasha. So what the Gemara say? The pasuk that's beferish. Is that limits the semer upishtim is about levisha, is about wearing. The pasuk that I have the extra drasha, that's to teach me even halah, even just putting on you, is limited. Asks the Gemara.
What is kultrei mini? Anything?
Maybe there would have been a havamina that different types, right, garments made out of two different types of materials, is kelayim. I would say natural materials, let's say, not synthetics, but natural materials. Torah doesn't want you to put two things together.
But only for halah.
That would have been the Havamina. Okay, where's Kilayim, if you think about the Svara behind Kilayim, right? Right, any different fruits you can't mix, right? The Ramban on the Isra of Kilayim, whereas in Kedoshim, the Ramban on Kilayim mentions what's the Tam HaMitzvah behind Kilayim. The Ramban says, because you shouldn't play God. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created certain brios in the world, certain species, and that's it. You can't create new species, so you're not supposed to, you know, you're not supposed to mix and match. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created certain species, so that's the Havamina. Any different types of species that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, that's it. Interesting, Dr. Abraham, the Nishpas Avram from Eretz Yisrael, told me that when the whole cloning issue first started coming out, right, we got the new Nishpas Avram, so he told me that he went to Rebbe Yashiv, he wanted to know what Rebbe Yashiv's opinion was about cloning, and so about people cloning. So then, he brought him with 20 different makoros, and every makor Rebbe Yashiv didn't like it. Application to the cloning issue. So no. So finally, this Ramban of Parshas Emor says, oh, okay, that I'll accept. He thought that Ramban of Parshas Emor that talks about that Kilayim is a problem because it's like a person is playing a Kaddish Baruch Hu because he's creating new species. He felt that Ramban was connected and may be applicable to this, the issue of cloning. That, you know, we're like playing a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Anyway, that's kilayim. So says the Gemara. Back to kilayim. So hani mi'am. We know there are different types of kilayim. There's kilay zroim and kilay begadim and kilay akerim and kilay behema. There are five different types of kilayim. The Mishnayos talk about in kilayim. But see, here we're talking about even within kilay begadim, there's a difference between wearing it and putting it on you. So the havamina is. So remember back to the context. The question was, why do you need a separate makar as a drusha, as a hint in the Torah to teach me that kilayim is limited to tzemeru pishtim? That's a beforeish pasuk. So we say no. The pasuk is teaching me wearing it, but just putting it on you, called Tremini Yasser. Mark says, one second, Lav Kal V'Chomer who? Yeah.
It seems to be backwards, because wearing is a much stricter thing, so you think that you would need to have Tzemer and Pishtin by, well, Halah, but you would think any species would be by wearing, not the other way around.
Exactly, that's Gemara's next question. Ask Josh the next Gemara's question, Lav Kal V'Chomer who? Isn't it a Kal V'Chomer? The logic is backwards. Uma Levisha, if wearing, to come is Hani Kule Gufe Mi Kilayim, my whole goof gets Hana from the Kilayim. Amar Tzemer Pishtin in Mi Diachrini Lo, if I say that wearing, which is the ultimate usage of clothing, that's limited to Tzemeu Pishtim. So halal or kol shekein? So just putting it on top of me? Surely that should be limited. That's a secondary type of hana. Wearing it, that's the ikker. So if wearing it, which is more chamor, is limited, so surely just putting it on me. The Gemara says, Ella, there are Papa Badusahi. Okay, you're right. We got it wrong. What our Papa said was a mistake. And he never said such a shita that the Av Kol was referring to Kilayim. So we have to go back to what we said before. Either change Rava, or Rava never meant it. One of the other shitas reject that Rava's application to Kilayim. Period. Last line. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, maybe there's a different limit that I could say. Again, what are we trying to... Just remember, this is the last point about Tumen Tara before we move on. We're trying to answer the stira in the two Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmals. The first Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmal on Chav Vav Mabeis had said, limit to Tzemer Pishtim. On Amud Aleph, we had said, don't limit it to Tzemer Pishtim. So, how do we put those together? So first, the Abaya had said, there's a stira between them. That's one possibility. That was accepted. Then the next, Rava said, maybe there's no stira. Maybe the first one's referring to begadim smaller than 3x3 etzbos, but smaller than 3x3 tachim, and the second one is above 3x3 tachim. So that's a good chilek, but then we said, but it's a stira in Rava, if you say that. So then we said, maybe Rava changed his mind. That's a second possibility. How do you put the two Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmal together? We just had a third possibility. Maybe the first Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmal was just about kilayim. That's it. So we rejected that. So now we're having a fourth possibility. Maybe that first Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmal is only about tzitzis. That's the fourth possibility. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Af Kol La'asuyei tzitzis. Maybe the Af Kol, the Tana Devei Yishmal is including tzitzis. Meaning, tzitzis, the mitzvah of tzitzis, Mida Oraisa, only applies to a beged of Tzemer Upishtim, wool or flax. That's what the halacha is including, the Af Kol. So Gemara says, one second, tzitzis behed yiksiv. Again, similar question that we had by Kilayim. By tzitzis, it says beferish. Which materials are mechuyav in tzitzis? Lo silba shatnit semer ufishtim, v'ksiv gedilam tasalacha. Interesting, the Gemara calls this beferish. Really, it's not so beferish. The two psukim in Parshas Kisese. One pasuk says, lo silba shatnis, you can't wear shatnis, semer ufishtim yachtav. You can't wear wool and linen together. And the very next pasuk says, gedilam tasalacha, make tzitzis. So the pasuk doesn't say tzitzis have to be made out of wool and linen. It's just that there's a smichus. The first pasuk says shatnis, the second pasuk says tzitzis, and that's, as we mentioned in the past, that's one of the makoros for asi dochalos asay. That in the times of when we have the real tchelas, and we know for sure that this tchelas, then the ultimate tzitzis is when there's shatnis. That we discussed that a few days ago by Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But here, so the Gemara assumes that's like a written beferish. Therefore, we already have a pasuk that says tzitzis is limited to wool and linen. So again, why do we need a separate drasha to teach me that it's limited to tzemer upishtim? So the Gemara says, no, this one we have an answer. We don't have to reject it. Salka daita chamino kidrava. No, because I might have said like Rava. I might have used the tzemer upishtim line differently. Not relating specifically to the chiv of tzitzis. De Rava Ramiksiv, because Rava quoted a stira. Rava Ramiksiv hakanaf. We say in Shema, we say hakanaf pesil pechelas. That word Rashi explains hakanaf is that word hakanaf is extra. Hakanaf means the corner. So what is that hakanaf teaching me? So Rava says min kanaf, the type of corner. What does that mean? So as Rashi explains, I would have thought that the tzitzis have to be made out of the strings. Have to be made of the same material as the beged. That's what Hakanaf Min Kanaf might have taught me. That the strings have to be made out of the same material. The corner, the baguette, has to be made of the same material. Viksiv, that's one halacha. Viksiv, but it also says Semer Upishtim Yachtav, wool and linen, in the previous pasuk. So, does it have to be made of the same material as the baguette? Or it's Semer Upishtim. So, Haketzad, so what is, how does Rava answer this distinction? Semer Upishtim Potun Bibiminan Beishalobaminan. As follows. Wool and linen, those types of strings you could use for any baguette. Those are special. Those types of strings, even a cotton, many people wear cotton tzitzis today. So even cotton tzitzis, you know, you could wear, have semer upishtim strings. Sharminim, but other begadim, other types of strings, b'minon potrin, shelo b'minon ein potrin. Only if they are, if you have cotton strings, you have to have a cotton baguette. If you have, I don't know, some other type of strings, you have to have whatever, the exact same type of baguette. So salka daitach, Kidderava. So let's finish up this point. So says the Gemara, if I would only have had the lashon of Tsemer Upishtin by tzitzis, I would have learned like Rava. That halach of Tsemer Upishtin is not telling you in general that tzitzis is only obligatory if it's made out of Tsemer Upishtin. I would have thought that that's a particular halacha within tzitzis. That the strings of tzitzis, if they're made out of Tsemer Upishtim, you could put them on any baguette. If they're made out of other materials, you have to put them on a baguette that's made out of that material. That's what I would have said. But the halacha that Tsemer Upishtim is only Mechuyiv in Tzitzis Midaraisa, I would have never said that. Kamash Malan! That's why you need the other drasha of Tana Dever Bishmal, the Afkol, to teach me that, no, as Rashi explains, to teach me that the Tsemer Upishtim by Tzitzis is really telling me that only begadim of Semer Upishtin are obligated in tzitzis midaoraisa. Kamash Malan, so that's the halacha. Halacha lemaisa, what do we paskin? Do we paskin this way? Many of us wear cotton tzitzis. You know, so is that not mechuyiv midaoraisa? So that's a machaber in the Ramah. It's a very important machaber in the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tess. Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tess and Hilchas Tzitzis writes as follows. Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein chayiv betzitzis min haTorah ela beged pishten o shel tzemer rechelim." The only chiyah midoraisa of tzitzis is flax beged, linen beged, or woolen beged. Aval bigdei sharminim ein chayiv betzitzis ela midrabanan. But if somebody is not, if a cotton beged and other begadim are not mechuyiv midoraisa and tzitzis, they're mechuyiv midrabanan. Wonderful, you're doing a mitzvah midrabanan, but you're not fulfilling a mitzvah doraisa according to the mechaber. The yesh omrim says the Rama. The kulu chayavin mida oraisa v'hachi hilchasa says the Rama that maybe like other Rishonim that they're all chayiv all begadim. We don't paskin like this Gemara, right? All begadim are chayiv mida oraisa v'hachi hilchasa. So you might say, okay, finished. I'm a Rama man and cotton. Cotton's the way to go. It's getting hot now. It's the summer. I'm going to wear wool. You know, I'm wearing wool. It's forget it. It's getting hot. So let's read the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah first writes, Elami Drabanan. So the Mishnah Berurah notes, one might say, okay, so it's Drabanan, what's the difference? Even according to the Mechaber. The Mishnah notes, after Tzorach Lavarach al Mitzvah Shimi Drabanan Gam Kain, you make a bracha on a Mitzvah Drabanan, so what's the difference? So I'm doing a Mitzvah Drabanan. Mikol Makom Nafkamina Linyan Kamet Varim. So he quotes that no, there are Nafkaminas, whether you're doing Tzitzis Midaraisa or Tzitzis Midrabanan. Interesting ones. Number one, Aleph. The Yosef Roy Laos Begachu Yosef Boman HaTorah. Okay, number one, it's always better to do a Mitzvah Daraisa than a Mitzvah Drabanan. Just like if somebody has to violate an Avera, it's better to violate an Avera Drabanan than an Avera Daraisa. So it's better to do a Mitzvah Daraisa if one can. Aleph. Beis. What, this is, remember this Gemara from Brachas. Imhu Yosef Batzibur, Vinifsak Echen Mitzitz Yosef Bachol. To imhu midrabanan yesh lomer to kavod abrias docha drabanan ve'ina mechuyev tekev lefshot taliso. Remember the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yutes. We said that let's say in the olden days they didn't wear tzitz like we do under our begadim. So what happens if somebody's tzitz rips off? You got to take off your begad right away. But there's an isser to wear a four cornered garment without tzitz on it. That's halacha lemaisa. If something ever happens to your tzitz and one of them gets ripped off or your talus and it gets caught in a chair, and you walk by and it's off. That's it. You got to take your talus off if it's totally off. So what happens in the olden days, they didn't have that. They have their robes, their togas, were four-cornered garments. So what happens if they're four-cornered garments and they're in the middle of the shuk and their tzitzis get ripped off? You gotta take off your robe? You gotta take off your robe in the middle of the street and be embarrassed? So what do we say then? We said then, it depends if it's an issa daraisa or issa darabanan. Right, we talk about kilayim then. So it said, post off ilo bashuk! Right, a question, what if your friend doesn't know about it? You have to go tell him. That was the Rambam in the Rush. But here it says, so it depends. So if tzitzis, if you're involved in the daraisa, and if you're not wearing this beged, not wearing tzitzis here is a daraisa, so then you're going to have to take it off. Afilu bashuk. Right, if it's a daraisa, if it's a darabanan, so then maybe not. There's only an issa darabanan. So it's a very important halacha l'maisa, what to note. But then the Mishnah Berurah here on the Ramah. So the Ramah says Hachi Hilchasa. But look at this Mishnah Berurah. The Yari Shemayim Yachmir Al Atzmo. The Mishnah Berurah writes that Yari Shemayim should be Machmir Lachush Ladeya Harishona to be Choshish for the first opinion. The Yaset Talis Shel Tzemer to wear a woolen garment. Kadeshi Yischayev Vitzitzis Benatora Lekuli Alma to be Yotzei or the Rishonim that is Lekuli Alma. The Nachon Sheyaset Kain Bein Betalis Gadol Bein Betalis Katan Shel Tzemer. So all of us are Machmir. I never saw everybody has woolen talisim, but for what we call tzitzis, which is really a talis katan, what we call tzitzis, you know, many are fulfilling the mitzvah, wonderful katan. But at least maybe in the winter months, at least when it's, you know, it's just no sweat off our back, just to wear the katan tzitzis, you know, you don't have to get the chazanah shir, like down to your knees. But again, whatever woolen tzitzis are so available, readily available in all the stores, you know, it's a kiyum of this Mishnah Berurah and of the Shulchan Aruch, even though you're right, even though you look, it's the Ramah says, By other tzitzis, other begadim, they're chayiv midrabanan. They're chayiv midaraisa by other begadim. But the Mishnah Berurah says to try to be choshish for this Shulchan Aruch lechatchila if one can. Yeah. The fact that there's no tchelas today makes it that we're not fulfilling the mitzvah bishlei musa. It doesn't make it drabanan. It makes it we're not fulfilling the mitzvah bishlei musa because the mitzvah bishlei musa is with tchelas. But you still could be being mekayim midaraisa. In the times of the Shulchan Aruch, they also didn't have tchelas. Right?
Would the Mishnah
Berurah would the Mishnah Berurah say the same thing if there is no Eruv? So I saw if there is an Eruv. So we're going to get to that in a minute. When in a few minutes, I'm going to talk about tzitzis at night. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about that, right? Because we know that the Brisker Rav had a nail by his doorway. So when he went out on Shabbos, so he used to hang his tzitzis on the nail. The Briskers wouldn't wear it in a place without an Eruv. But we're going to talk about the Mishnah Berurah in a minute. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. About 6 lines or so. Amar Rav Acha Breid Rav Alor Rav Ashi. L'tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. So now back to the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. Again, Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, which included the new Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, which was on Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, that said, all begadim are included, no limits to Tzemer U'Pishtim. So, Maishno L'inyin Tumah Demar Bishar Begadim D'chsev O Beged. Why, regarding Hilchas Tumah, you include other begadim, non-semer upishtim, from the pasuk of Obeged, hachanami leiro l'rabo shar begadim me'asher t'chaseba. So you have a similar pasuk that's extra by tzitzis, called asher t'chaseba. Right, that you cover yourself with. So whatever you cover yourself with. So why don't you use that pasuk to teach me that all begadim are chayiv in tzitzis? Right, so again, this is the machlokas we've shown him. Who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like the earlier point in the Gemara, which said only tzemer upishtim? Or do we paskin like this suggestion, which is saying that maybe all begadim? So Gemara said, no. Hahu, that extra line of asher t'chaseba, la'asuyi ksus suma hu da'asa, is coming specifically to include a ksus, a garment of a blind person. D'tanya, ure'isim oso, prat luksus. The Tanya, as the following, as it says in Ebraisa, or Isimoso, it says you're supposed to see your tzitzis, prat luksus laila. That excludes ksus laila, a garment of the night. What does that mean? We'll get back to it in a minute. Just hold on for a second. So ata omer, so we exclude the ksus of a laila, that's pater from tzitzis. Even though we just said ksus suma, a ksus of a blind person is chayiv in tzitzis. It asks the Gemara. Ata omer prat luksus laila o eno ela prat luksus suma. So which should you exclude? You're excluding something from ure'isim oso. You have to see it. So meaning excluding. So we exclude ksus laila. Why don't we exclude ksus suma? So prat luksus ata omer prat luksus laila o eno ela prat luksus suma. Shu omer asher d'chaseba hare ksus laila amur. So we say no. We have a separate pasuk to include ksus suma. So hamani mekayim ure'isim oso prat luksus laila. So that's why I have one pasuk that includes and one pasuk that excludes. So I include ksus suma and I exclude ksus laila. So asks the Gemara Omar Isa l'rabba suma lohozik ksus laila. So why do you go that direction? So you're excluding one, you're including one. So why do you include the suma's garment, the blind person's garment, and you exclude the laila, the night garment? So Gemara says, Marba aniksus suma sheyeshna bariya etzal acherim. I include the blind person's beged because it's included in ure'isim oso. He can't see it. But when he's wearing it, other people can see it. And that's why it's included in Re'isim also. Similar, what the poskim say, that a blind person says the bracha b'kech ivrim in the morning. Because, why, he doesn't see. So the answer is no, other people could see. Other people could help him. Other people could see him. So that's a similar line. Yeshna b'ri'is l'acherim. Umoti anik sus laila, but I exclude a sus laila, she'ena b'ri'ia eis l'acherim. I exclude a sus laila because nobody can see at night. Right, days before electricity. So nobody can see at night, so that's why that is excluded. Just by the way, I saw Rabbi Yosef Engel on the daf, he quotes a sma. Sma in Choshen Mishpat. Sma is quoted by many. We have Choshen Mishpat, the halacha is you're not allowed to judge at night. No din at night. So the sma says that yicholun ladun afilu tchilas din balayla la'or haner. If you have a candle, if you have electricity, the halacha doesn't apply anymore. If you have a candle, sorry? Torches, right? If you can make Laila Kayom, says the Sma for Hilchos Dini Mamanis, you could do it at night. So the ask one is the Gilyoni Ashas, you know, what about Tzitzis? Maybe the whole halacha of Ksus Laila, which we haven't defined what it is yet, but maybe the whole halacha doesn't apply today because, you know, with electricity you could see at night, but he's Matre, he doesn't like it. He says, Mir Pasha, Tekima, the lesser Baris of Achirim, Shainlam Loraner, he says he doesn't think that Sma would apply to this area of halacha. But anyways, by the torches, right? Also the Har Sinai, but there are various reasons for that. But that's not din. I mean, it's compared. Kedushin is compared to din, so maybe that's a.
That's why more than one wick, not just a candle.
Right. So that's why. But about a wedding having to do with the sma. Well, you might have a wedding at night. That's not dinim ominous. But there are different reasons given for torches at night. So it says the Gemara. So the Gemara says that you include a ksus suma, that's chayiv in tzitzis, but you exclude a ksus laila. So the Gemara says v'yemel rabo shar begadim. So one second, maybe says the Gemara, maybe it's not just including ksus laila, maybe it's including all begadim. So there's the chasaba. Why are you limiting it to we're only going to include a blind person's beged? So why do you include all non-semeru pishtim? So Gemara says no. Mistaver koyi bet mistaver. The following is logical. Koyi bet semeru pishtim, mar bet semeru pishtim. The pasuk says semeru pishtim, and now we're including something. So what? We're going to say not just semeru pishtim. The pasuk says semeru pishtim. So it must be we're including something within the category of semeru pishtim, which is ksusuma. Koyi bet semeru pishtim, mar bet shar begadim. Rhetorical question. If you said semeru pishtim, so you're going to include more begadim. Doesn't make sense. It's better to include something that fits with the earlier part of the pasuk, which is a type of semeru pishtim, which is a beged of a suma. Okay. So that's why, Lamais, at the end, it sounds like from this Gemara that only Tzemer Opishin is Mechuyev. That's why many Rishonim, that's what the Mechaber quotes. The Mechaber quotes that, you know, Tzemer Opishin is the only one that's Mechuyev Midaraisa. There are other Gemaras. The Gemaras in Menachos that talk about Tzitzis. So this isn't the only Gemara, but this is one of the important Gemaras related to that Machokas Rishonim. But the Gemara had excluded Ksus Laila. So what does Ksus Laila mean? If you look at Rashi. Rashi here, Ksus Laila. Rashi says, "Ksus hamiyuchad lelelos to lo nechayiv." What she does, Rashi? Pajamas. Ksus hamiyuchad lelelos. According to Rashi, pajamas, a beged that is miyuchad, that is designated to wear at night, is not chayiv in tzitzis. And therefore, if I wear my pajamas during the day, according to Rashi, it's not mechuyiv in tzitzis. It doesn't have to do with the time, says Rashi. It has to do with the chefsa of the beged. If the beged is miyuchad lelaila, so if you wear that at any time, that is not mechuyev in tzitzis. This is a major machlokas we've shown him. Rashi here, Tosfos in Menachos, and others, the Rush, this is known as the sheet of the Rush. The Rush in Menachos, not in his commentary in Menachos, the end of Menachos, he has hilchas tzitzis. But there he quotes this shita. Ksus laila is, what does it mean, pater? We paskin, ksus laila is pater from tzitzis. But what is ksus laila? So the first group of Rishonim say it means a beged that's miyuchad for laila. But there's another whole group of Rishonim, and at the forefront is the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam argues. The Rambam in hilchas tzitzis, Paragimel halacha zayin, says, he quotes the halacha that we did 2 days ago on Friday. Ksus shel pishtan in matilim batchelas el osin alavin belvad shechutei pishtan. Lo mibnei shatzitzit nitches bepnei hashatniz. Okay, we don't have to know that halacha, because that's just background. Elogzer mi devrehem, shema yiskase ba, balayla, she'ena zman chiyav tzitzis. You can wear a certain type of tzitzis where you're in employing the principle of asi docha lo sasei, because maybe you're going to come to wear your shirt at night, which is not the zman of tzitzis, v'nimsa over alo sasei, be'es she'en sham mitzvah sasei. Because maybe you're going to be wearing it at a time where you're not going to be fulfilling the mitzvah. Shechoves hatzitzis bayom below balayla. Shnemar ureisim oso b'sha'as re'iyah. In other words, says the Rambam, it has to do with the time. According to the Rambam, that has to do with pajamas. If you wear your pajamas during the day, says the Rambam, you're chayv in tzitzis. If you wear your tzitzis, your regular tzitzis that you wear during the day at night, so then that's pater from tzitzis. According to the Rambam, tzitzis laila means wearing your beged at night. It doesn't have to do with a specific beged. It's din in the gavra and din in the time. Whatever time it is, that is what we pass. That is the shita of the Rambam and others. There is a stira they point out in Rashi. Rashi in Kiddushin seems to hold. Rashi Kiddushin? No, Rashi Menachas. I'm sorry. Seems to hold like the Rambam. They say what the Gilyon Marsha here points out. Rashi seems to hold stira. Some suggest that maybe Rashi requires both. It has to be a beged that's usually worn during the day, and it has to be daytime. So Rashi, there are some Rishonim that hold both. Yeah. That's a good question. Why does the language of the Gemara you're saying sounds more like Rashi? Probably ksus laila. Ksus laila, right. According to the Rambam, it means ksus shalovish. It should have just said laila. Should have said laila according to the Rambam. In a chinami. This is also assuming that that laila is lav zman tzitzis. That itself is an issue. Yeah.
I know people who wear tzitzis at night.
Oh, we're going to talk about that. It's exactly. So the I saw the Sharm Sarna Balacha, or somebody points out that there's an Arizal. Let me just say it this way. There's a before I get to what the Shulchan Aruch says about Ksus Laila, but Alex, you brought this up, so let me mention that. The Ramah in Simin Chaf Aleph quotes V'yesha Kasvu Shenagu Shelo Lishka Batal Sheyesh Bo Tzitzis. There are those that have the minog not to lie down in their tzitzis. Gam Shelo Litno Lakoves Enu Yehudi L'chabes. Interesting. Also, not to give it to a non-Jewish cleaners to wash. Interesting. And this is all. You shouldn't sleep in the tzitzis, because it's a bizayon to sleep in the tzitzis. Ach, noagim lohakel lishkabohem. But the minig is lohakel. That's the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah says, ubekisve ariza al kasav, al pisod, sheyesh lishkav balayla batalas katan. Right, some people go to sleep. The Arizal, he wore it, sits to sleep at night. So that's the Ramah, and that's what the Arizal. So just two ha'aris. Number one, the poskim say, if you take a nap during the day, you should keep your tzitzis on. Because there's a real suffix about the bracha afterwards. So at night, we're going to talk about, you can take them off. I think the Minhag Olam is to take them off. But if you go to take a nap during the day, like Shabbos afternoon, even if you're going to take off your shirt, you know, it's a good idea to keep your tzitzis on, and because it's a real suffix about the bracha. But, as Alex just pointed out, the poskim say, even according to the Arizal, it says that you should go to sleep in your talis katan, but don't have a separate talis katan to sleep in, because that, you're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah according to anybody. According to Rashi here, that it's pajamas, right? And this is called pajamas. It's a ksus laila, miyuchal laila. And even according to the Rambam, it's nighttime. So be manushach, you're not being able to say anything if you have a specific tzitzit that you wear to sleep. So you should just switch off. Some you wear now, some you wear this. So at least according to Rashi, according to Rambam, you're not going to be yotzei because Rambam there's no mitzvah at night. Unless the Arizal's shita is not based on whether you're mekayim the mitzvah. Whether there's a pi kabbalah, still surrounded by tzitzit, even when it's not the zman mitzvah. So there's, but that is the issue. By the Shulchan Aruch about going into a bathroom with tzitzis. Mutzur the karnis l'pitzitzis l'beis hakise. Right, that's because it's tashmishi mitzvah, not tashmishi kedusha, which we've discussed the chilek in the past. But what do we paskin? By the way, halacha l'maisa about this machlokas Rashi Rambam about tzitzis by yom, tzitzis by laila, and it comes out as very important halacha l'maisa. Let's say a chazan is putting on a talis for ma'ariv. Let's say on Shabbos or Yontes, we put on the chazan with the talis for ma'ariv. In other places, does he make a bracha? According to Rashi, he should make a bracha. It's mechuyav in tzitzis. Right, the talis mechuyav in tzitzis. According to the Rambam, no. According to the Rambam, it's nighttime. So do you say a bracha? So what are we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Yud Ches. Shulchan in Simen Yud Ches says, Laila lav zman tzitzisu. Laila not the zman for tzitzis. De imin mei re'isim oso. It's not included in re'isim oso. And who does the Shulchan Aruch quote? Both. Laharambam, kol mashalo, very unusual, but this happens a couple times in Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes people by name. Laharambam, kol mashalovish balayla pater afilu humi yuchal ayom. According to the Rambam, whatever you wear at night is pater, even if it's a daytime clothes. Umashalovish bayom chayiv afilu miyuchal alayla. And even if you wear pajamas by day, it's miyuchad, you're still chayiv. Ulaharash, ksus hamiyuchal alayla pater afilu lovsha bayom. Pajamas is pater even bayom. Uksus hamiyuchal ayom, ol yom balayla, chayiv afilu lovsha balayla. But a ksus that you wear by day is chayiv even at night. So Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. The Ramah, the Suffolk brachos lahakel. We're machmir like both opinions. So therefore, in order to make a bracha on tzitzis, it has to be daytime and a ksutz that's miyuchad for daytime. And that's why the Ramah adds, That's why we're makbid to put on our talis right before for kol nidre, before tefillah zaka. It's still before shkia because we want to be able to make a bracha. And therefore, if you put it on later, there's really a suffix. If it's laila already, then according to the Rambam, there's no bracha. So that's why whenever it's too late, whenever you put, if you're going to put on your talis at night for some reason, then there is no bracha. Yeah. To put on for a chazan to wear a talis, and even more specifically, the minhag of here is for the chazan to always put the talis on their head. So that's based on a bach, and the Mishnah Berurah, I think he even quotes it here. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this bach here that mishum kavadat zibur. Mishum kavadat zibur, the chazan wears a talis and does ituf and puts it on his head. That's a separate din of kavadat zibur. That's why I remember in some places, even if the chazan is not married, he still puts it over his head because of kavadat zibur. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that here in Yudches Hey. But yeah.
If you hold that the
talis
cotton out of cotton,
this
is the
rabbanon,
how can you make a bracha on it?
If you hold that a talis katan is a drabanan, what about the real talis? That's why we paskin that if you're going to davening, right, once you get married, you don't make a bracha on the talis katan anymore. You just wait to make the bracha on the talis gadol, and that's motzi the talis katan. Maybe partly because of that reason. Right, that's the halacha l'maisa. We don't, once you wear a talis, you don't make a bracha on your talis katan anymore. You wait till you get to shul and you try to have that in mind. You have your talis katan in mind. But again, during the day, let's say you're going to put on a new, different pair of tzitzis during the day. Let's say I have a different pair of tzitzis for Shabbos. So let's say after I take my shower on Shabbos on Friday afternoon, I'm going to put on my new pair of tzitzis. I'm going to make a new bracha because whenever you put on a new pair of tzitzis during the day, you make a new bracha. But if you're going to put on the same pair of tzitzis, that's why. Let's say after a shower, that's why it's real suffix. So a shower, you don't have a choice; you can't leave it on. But if you take a nap during the day, then you should. It's better to leave it on. But just one more. Yes, Seth, take a question.
According to Rashi,
is it Zman Grama? So we assume, yes, it is Zman Grama, because it's still, it's Miyucha, the Chefsa is defined by the day and the night. Even though it's a different kind of Zman Grama. But it is Zman Grama, women are Paturos from this. Okay, just one other Ha'ara on this, and that's an important point. And that is the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Machlokas Achronim. So it says, Laila is Lav Zman Tzitzis, right? Machlokas, Rashi versus the Rambam. What's Laila? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Magen Avram. Then maybe Laila here is different than Laila in other halachos, because the Magen Avram says the Afilu Bein Hashmashos Mutul Lavarech Atzis Hakochavim. Maybe by Talis and Tzitzis you can make the bracha after Shkia, only until Seis. V'taimo Dahalo B'Tzitzis Loksev Yom Rako Reisim Oso Mashma Kol Zman Shenucha Liros. It's a din of Reisim Oso, not a din in Yom. So maybe, says the Magen Avraham, because even after sunset, I could see. So maybe by this halacha, even during Ben Hashmashes, you could be able to make the bracha. V'chein pasak ba'al derech chayim. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ubesefer mati Ephraim reisi shemachmir bazeh." He quotes others that are more machmir that no, reisim also is a simin for yom, and therefore it's yom and not laila. So generally, it seems like you should be machmir. They says if you have a suffix, whether it's shkia or not, maybe then you can be mekel. But if you know for sure it's shkia and it's only Ben Hashmashes now, then even by other halachos, shkia is shkia. But here, maybe you have some flexibility. Yeah.
We have been
makabel the mitzvah of tzitzis upon us, and even though one might say it's more of like a teenager kind of thing. What do you mean? Am I violating anything? It's, you know, it's only if you wear a beged of four corners without tzitzis. But in our day and age, tzitzis, just like, I mean, I'll just give you a mashal. It's not an exact mashal, but let's say a yarmulke. A yarmulke is a minhag. Right, it's a minhag. But the poskim have identified wearing a yarmulke in our day and age as something. It is a minhag. It's a very, very, very old, strong minhag, but it's an identity. In our day and age, we could get around, like in Ramoshin, Chelik Alva, the Arachayim, where he has these shuvas, one of the first shuvas, maybe if not the first shuva, about going to work and you're not going to be able to get a job without a yarmulke. That was when Ramosha wrote that shuva. But Baruch Hashem, in our day and age, especially in America, in Europe it might be different, but in America, it's, you know, Baruch Hashem, we have the ability to wear a yarmulke. So if somebody could get a better job without a yarmulke, even though it's a minhag. But sometimes, certain behavior achieves a certain type of stature. So tzitzis too, it's not as mechuyev, let's say tefillin you have to wear every day. And this, so tzitzis has taken up on that identity.
But I understand if you wear a bull tzitzis, because that's midiraisa. But to make a point to wear something which derabanan.
Even a mitzvah derabanan, it's still an identity. Still an identity. So that's, I would say, even whether it's araisa derabanan, it still identifies a Jew. It's one of the few mitzvahs that you can do every second. Imagine it, every second of our lives, we're doing it.
You don't have to think about it. We do so much to buy a lulav and a shofar. You went since every second of your life you got a mitzvah. Such an easy mitzvah. According to the Ramah, we usually go like the Ramah. Ramahs are, right, the Ravadi Yosef always says, Uvnei Yisrael Yotzim B'Yad Ramah. Right, so Yad Ramah, so Ramah, that's he's our man. So in this case, the Mishnah Berurah says, L'chadchili, you should try to be Machmir. But that's the Ramah. Okay, let's just try to finish up to the Mishnah. Amar Abaya, Rav Shimon ben Elazar v'sumchas Amar Dover Echad. Abaya says that Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who was at the beginning of Chav Vavim Abayis, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who said that for Schach, all the way back down, the bottom of Chav Vavim and Aleph, that anything that comes out of a tree, Chol HaYetzim in the Eitz, you can't, Ein Bo Mishim Shalosh Al Shalosh, if it's tiny, it doesn't become Tameh, and therefore you're allowed to use it for Schach. That's what he said. Chutz mi Pishton, except for Pishton. That's what Rav Shimon ben Elazar had said. He says to hold the same thing as Sumchas. So how is that? So Rav Shimon ben Elazar hadza amran. Rav Shimon ben Elazar is what I just said. But Rashi explains, the focus is that he says you could use anything except for Pishton. He doesn't say beged Pishton, which is mashma that even Pishton, flax, in its raw state, could become tame. Right? He says, Pishton is excluded. So Sumchas says the same, Sumchas Titania, the same thing. Sumchas Omer, Sichacha betavui psula, b'reisha metama benegoim. Right, Sumchas also says, Sichacha betavui, which is spun thread, but it's in its raw state, it's not cleaned, it's not processed. That also is puzzle. B'koash metama benegoim, it's puzzle to use for schach, b'reisha metama benegoim, because it can become tamei through tumas benegoim. So that's why both opinions hold that flax, in its raw state, if it's not processed, it could still become tameh, right? We know schach, there are three requirements for schach. Grow from the ground, detached from the ground, and makabel, and einu makabel tumah. So these violate the third requirement. Come on, ki hai tana. Who do these opinions hold like? The following tana. 2 days in Rashi, we'll do the first one. Titznan, as the Mishnah says in Negoyim, Shesi va'ariv mitami b'negoyim miyad, divrei Rabbi Meir. Right, so you see, Shesi and Ariv, the strings are mitami b'negoyim miyad right away, before they're totally processed. Right, so these two opinions of Sumchas and Rav Shimon ben Elazar hold like Shitas Rabbi Meir. That's the first way opinion in Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, there's a difference between Shesi and Ariv. Hashesi Misha Yishaleh. The Shesi is Misha Yishaleh. Rashi explains here a little bit when it's they used to cook things in a pot. So when you took it out while it's getting cleaned, that's Yishaleh. When you take it out, the Ha'arev Miyad, but the Arev, the other thread going across, is Tamei right away. But the bundles of raw flax is only when it's whitened. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds a later time, but these other Shitos hold like Rabbi Meir, which is an earlier time that they become even in their raw state they can become Tamei and they can't be used for Schach. Okay, today's Shia was Lezecha Nishmas David Tzvi ben Dov Mordechai. That's up tomorrow, 7 o'clock again. It's a Sunday schedule, so tomorrow is 7 o'clock. Sorry, son. I saw your face. Okay.
Clean his house.
What?
Nowadays, clean his house.
Right.
Nobody gets mad at what you go to. You go to Jewish things, you treat it like a regular.